Biden campaign slams Sanders' plan to fund costly proposals. Doesn't even begin to fully cover the costs. By Hannah Blow on February 25, 2020. The Biden campaign on Tuesday took aim at Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, over his recently released fact sheet, which explains how he would fund his multi-trillion-dollar proposals, dismissing it as an incomplete list that doesn't even begin to fully cover the costs. Sanders on Monday released a fact sheet designed to address critics who have repeatedly asked him to explain how he will fund his grandiose multi-trillion-dollar proposals. However, the Biden campaign says his explanations are not sufficient. Senator Sanders has put forward plans that would more than double the size of the federal government. Kate Bedingfield, Joe Biden's D. Communications Director, stated. The incomplete list of the papers he's put forward doesn't even begin to fully cover the costs, and relies on fuzzy accounting for what it does cover. She continued, calling for the socialist senator to be honest with the American people about what his agenda will mean for their family budgets. First, the American people should get to make a decision based on facts. Second, we're not going to beat President Donald Trump in November with political double talk that tries to hide the ball on lurking tax hikes on the middle class, she added. The fact sheet features Sanders' top-line proposals, including Medicare for All, a Green New Deal, free college, universal child care, housing for all, etc., and provides a brief explainer on how he would pay for each plan. For instance, Sanders claims he will fund his $16.3 trillion Green New Deal proposal, in part, by slashing military spending and waging a war against the fossil fuel industry in the form of penalties and litigation. He claims he will fund his other proposals through a variety of new taxes, including a tax on Wall Street speculation. The topic could very well emerge at Tuesday evening's Democrat debate in Charleston, South Carolina, where Biden is attempting to maintain his long-held firewall. Sanders has been closing the gap in the Palmetto State and trails the former vice president by single digits, according to Real Clear Politics.